when we elect Pat Hayes, we'll be one step closer to getting Washington, D.C. fixed. And now I want to introduce my friend, Patrick Henry.
All right, Pat.
Let me first make a commitment. Now, I'm gonna ask Judy to hold that minute glass. It's not an hourglass. Hold that minute glass and try to turn over a new leaf. I said try to turn over a new leaf. First of all, let me thank Mary Ann. Mary Ann's been, I guess she's an argument that term limits sometimes gives you a chance to move from the House to the Senate, because she took care of North Little Rock and certainly the district and the state. So join me in thanking Mary Ann Salmon for her service and for what she did for Arkansas. My wife, Linda, my daughter, Josie, my son-in-law, Brent, Amy and Will Staggs, and his parents and Harper, my grandson, along with Isabella and Savannah, my brother, Mike, are really the family that stands behind me, right or wrong, although Linda and I sometimes have to work out a compromise. But we are proud to be here, but we're even prouder, to have the opportunity to share a few thoughts with friends that we have in the audience. I mean, I look back and, Jeff definitely would get in trouble if I started naming everybody, but John Burkhalter, John, we're glad to have you here. Our next Lieutenant Governor, we're glad to that. John's left his trail all over Pulaski County and big imprints in North Little Rock with apartment complexes and streets and other things that we're awful proud of. But let me just acknowledge another person that is a real keystone of what this community's been able to do. Buddy Valines is in Portland with his granddaughter, and Jim Daly, the one of the three amigos, is here. Jim, thank you. Dean, I don't know if you're still the vice mayor of Little Rock, but was, and on the board, Dean Computers. Dean, we appreciate you being here. Your passport is always good in North Little Rock. Terry Hartwick, a former mayor, Eddie Powell, perhaps is in the audience. Our council members, let me just ask all you council members that are here to raise your hand. Maurice Taylor, Charlie Height, I see Steve Baxter, and I just want to underline my appreciation to them, and maybe I'm not seeing some that here, Diane Whitby, Mary Ruth Morgan, on and on, the folks that are the local officials that I had the chance to serve with for 26 years. But let me get in to my hourglass that's going to be a minute glass, I promise. Joe Smith. Where's Joe? Okay. No doubt, a big reason that I, had a chance to shine for 24 years, because 22 of those 24 years, Joe took care of, we'll say, whatever I couldn't handle quickly, and did a great job. So Joe, thanks for being here, and next time just get a little bit more out front. I knew you were here, but I apologize. Good to have Joe here, and let me just echo what Mary Ann said about this senior sitter. This is the reality of what was a long time in coming. It was a partnership with the state. I think Mary Ann and Cliff Huffman and some others helped partner with $1 million from the state and the private sector and making contributions. Energy, Southwest Bell, I know, is up in the second floor. But let me get right into it. 16 days in October was a travesty. You look around and you try to find what was good about that, and there wasn't anything. I wasn't thinking about running for Congress in the latter part of September because I didn't think they would do what they did. We don't do that at City Hall. We never have. We look to solve solutions. There's no such thing in cities around the state and around the country as Republican crime and Democratic garbage. crime is crime and garbage is garbage and parks are parks and problems will be solved. Not to be kicked down the road, to next month or to next year like what happened. You know, real people are affected when you have the kind of actions that those 16 days gave us. You've got people that are worried about getting their Social Security checks. You've got employees, federal employees were furloughed. You've got thousands of them nationally. You've got hundreds here in Arkansas, and you even had over 300 of our National Guard that were furloughed. And they can't, in fact, General Wofford told us that will never be recovered. Those kind of activities can't be recovered. And what we do at City Halls, we solve problems. We make things happen. You know, if the lights were off, because that's our responsibility in North Little Rock, for 6 seconds, we'd be hearing about it. Not 16 days, which is a travesty, and it's blamed. You know, I don't think we have to look for the blame game. We don't need to put it in one person, the White House or the Congress. You know, we need to put it all of them up there. You know, because my gosh, how can they not decide that those things that they do are going to affect real lives, from Social Security checks that people don't believe are going to be here, you know, to everyday activities. We had folks that have satellite jobs around the parks, the national parks that we have. And those folks will never recover that. You know, the depression of the economy, the question marks about the full faith and credit of this country has never been called into question, but it has now. And now the questions are whether or not it's going to be after the first of the year that we don't find ourselves exactly where we're supposed to be. We need folks like city leaders and county leaders, local officials all over the country. And if I had a choice, I'd say get 535, you know, mayors and council members and send them all to Washington and put a few in the Senate and the rest in the House, and we'd have things cleaned up in 10 days. We're proud of our accomplishments, and that's what we want to take to Washington. And so that's why we're here to declare, you know, our confirmation of the fact that we're going to carry problem-solving ideas, we're going to carry local government solutions, and we're going to carry a brighter future tomorrow for the U.S. Congress and the 2nd District. And that's why we're declaring that we're a candidate and we're going to take these issues forward.